Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Congratulations to the Chicago Cubs for clinching the NL Central.
Fly ball to deep center field. Back goes Martin. At the wall, he's there, he's got it! And the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen for Pat and Ron's hometown call when the Cubs take on the Nationals in the NLDS on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio at the Foundry in Aurora, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field for the first Big Ten home game of the season against number 4 Penn State. Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. Single game and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. Bears are at Lambeau tonight to take on the Packers on Thursday Night Football. They could be without defensive end Akeem Hicks. He was added to the injury report this morning with a foot injury. Linebacker Nick Kwiatkowski is doubtful. Offensive linemen Hronus Grasu and Josh Sitton are questionable. Cubs are the 2017 Central Division champs and headed to the postseason for the third straight year. They got to celebrate at Busch Stadium last night. They'll close out their final series of the year against St. Louis tonight. Kyle Hendricks on the mound to take on Lance Lynn in this one. Jake Arrieta coming up today at 2 o'clock with Bernstein and Goff. White Sox and Anaheim again tonight from the south side. Dylan Covey gets a start against Bud Norris. First pitch from G-Rate Field at 7:10. ESPN is reporting that Louisville basketball coach Rick Pitino is in fact coach number 2 in a federal complaint that has already seen 7 NCAA coaches arrested. Coach number 2 allegedly asked to have $100,000 funneled to the family of recruit Brian Bowen. Now ESPN also reporting that Nike's grassroots basketball division, known as Elite Youth Basketball League, has been served with a subpoena by the FBI.
And I, for one, am shocked.
I'm shocked. I couldn't be more shocked.
Just shocked.
Going on in this establishment. Chicago Fire clinched a postseason berth last night with a win over San Jose. Blackhawks taking on the Red Wings tonight in Detroit at 6:30. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Mecum Auction Chicago, October 5th through the 7th in Schaumburg. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rose and Hyundai. Visit roseandhyundai.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when they take on the Cardinals at 5:40 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Julie. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana.
How do?
Thank you, Julie DeCaro. Julie's out there with the boys at Foundry. We'll talk to them in a moment. Julie had our updates along with Joe Ostrowski earlier in the show. Thank you to Sam Monson from Pro Football Focus, Len Casper live from St. Louis, Rich Campbell on his way up to Green Bay, and Paul Charchian you heard from earlier. Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, great job, guys. Thank you so much. Ray Diaz does fine work, and Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tonight is Bears and Packers, so tomorrow we have our usual Monday Bears postgame guests. Jim Miller will join us tomorrow. James Big Cat Williams will join us tomorrow. And we'll be live at Wrigley where Jed Hoyer will walk over and talk to us and make football picks tomorrow.
Bernstein and Goff join us from the Foundry in Aurora with Bud Light. They have Jake Arrieta in an hour. How's it going out there, guys?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Doing
it's
well.
Nice, fun, little double topic-wise today, obviously, with a Cub clinch and a Bears game tonight. And I find myself thinking about October 9. Maybe that'll be Mitch Trubisky night against the Vikings at home, and that'll be a Cubs playoff game at Wrigley on the same day. So,
see Mitch Trubisky tonight.
You think
so? I think the Packers are going to run their asses off the field.
So do I.
And if you were thinking about doing it in Tampa Bay, one win shouldn't make you feel any different.
Yeah, but the way the Bears think they can play, it does make them.
I don't care how they think they can play and get their ass whooped.
It makes it difficult to run them off the field if their offense stays on the field. And Packers' run defense is bad.
Tampa should have scored 45 on them. Jameis Winston was just bad.
I'm not debating anything. I know the Packers can score on them a little bit. The Bears should be able to control the clock if they're able to keep it within a score for as long as they want.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, no. You can't be surprised in an Aaron Rodgers v. Mike Glennon game, but
prime time? Come on.
Yeah, but yeah. I watched, I'm sure you guys did too, at least some of it, that Bengals-Packers game last week. He got sacked 6 times.
Yes.
They're on their 4th and 5th or 5th and 6th offensive tackles for this game. So
yes, the Bengals have professional pass rushers. The Bears are developing one.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. This Akeem Hicks thing isn't good because Geno Atkins was in his face the entire game, and Akeem Hicks has had a great start to the year.
Yeah. I mean, hey, listen, I'm going to watch tonight, and like any other Bears fan, hoping that the team that I root for wins. But I understand the talent gap, and I understand a short week. If we're going short weeks, and you already have the physical disadvantage, and not to mention the game plan disadvantage, and also the travel that screws things up in terms of your routine, I'm going to go with the better team, and I think that primetime games, Aaron Rodgers, he finds a way to be better than damn near everybody, not to mention an underwhelming Bears unit.
Yeah, I think everybody's overthinking this one just a little bit, Jason. I'm with you. That said, Thursday nights are weird because the whole week is weird, and you just kind of don't know exactly
what uniforms.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Are we color rushing tonight?
Of course.
Yeah. Right. They're going all white probably, right?
No, I think it's all navy.
It's all navy against all yellow?
I believe it's all navy, and they're going to have green? Orange face masks. Is
really?
That right?
Okay.
Against all green? That's too similar. So they going all yellow or all white?
I like to call the all navy the Mark Colombos, the champagne, Urbana experience where you saw Mark Colombo's legs snap like a twig.
Oh, that's sad. I like the all white. I like the ice cream
man. It went from laughter to
Your graphic image came right back. There.
I like the good humor all white Bears ones.
I do too.
Come on over, sell me an ice cream sandwich and then go.
I
make
like
a
to
play.
Call those the Jeff Grahams. Those were the first times I saw those worn, where Jeff Graham and Curtis Conway were busy getting 1,000 yards apiece, and Deshaun Salam was toting a rock.
Yeah, but then you make me think of the weird good humor guy near our building, or certainly near like where NBC Tower.
The guy that pops up on apps, certain apps. If you're worried about protecting your child,
neighborhood apps.
You know what I'm talking about? He's
yeah, don't you have to report? If you're a good humor guy, don't you have to report? Put yourself on the list.
Even if you haven't done anything.
I'm selling ice cream.
I'm a registered ice cream salesman.
You know the Streeterville good humor guy, right? He's always the little good humor truck is playing chicken in the straw all the time. Mm-hmm. And he's like got this hippie vibe thing. Hey, man.
Well, I already
got the coldest water around.
I already think that every ice cream man is moving dope anyway. Anytime,
nice dreams.
Yeah, anytime I see an Uber driver or an ice cream truck, things that you wouldn't readily pull over, I always think there's a big bale of dope in the back seat somewhere.
It's a front on wheels. Right. Makes perfect
I'm telling
sense.
You, use your third eye. You didn't think about that. Like, how many Uber drivers could get away with being mules?
Yeah, especially
if trucks are cash businesses.
You're right, man. Especially if Nate Newton's driving, then you know.
Well, Nate just had a van of chronic.
See, within the city,
that's what you got to stay away from.
On the northwest side, all the ice cream guys there. It's usually the Arco Iris is the name. It's a bicycle ice cream guy, and he's got the little bells.
Sounds like you play for the Greek national team.
No, that's the name of the company. I want to say it's called Arco Iris, and it's a little yellow ice cream freezer on the front of a bicycle.
The Elotes man?
No, ice cream.
The little ice cream guy. Me and Ruben buy from him whenever I see him at Buckingham Fountain, walking around.
Eighths, quarters, what are you buying?
Usually joints and edibles.
Oh, okay,
maybe
cool.
Some Jolly Ranchers, maybe a couple of cookies, make your weekend pop off the way it's supposed to.
Hold on, Jason, you know a guy? Hang on, let's talk.
Of course.
Okay. I'll get in touch.
You need a local edible?
What are we doing here? I can't smoke. So, you guys, yeah. I heard the conversation about the celebration last night, and you know, full disclosure, I watched the game this morning, and I watched the celebration this morning, and I was trying to get my head around why Chris Bryant isn't the MVP again this year.
In
the
National
League? You saw that post-game poll on Comcast.
I did not. Okay, I did not. I bounced off of the celebration like 5 minutes in. I'm like, you've seen one grown man spray champagne at another grown man. You've seen it a million times. There's nothing to be recreated. I'm good now.
You might have missed Joe Madden.
I did not see the poll, though.
Joe Madden walked in, took a bottle of champagne, and just poured it all over his own head.
He crisp-bossed himself.
Yes, exactly.
Nice. Well, nobody wants to celebrate with me. Whatever. I'll do it myself.
Give yourself the money. Shot. Nice. All right. Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to do what you got to do if you're a guy like Joe Madden. But tell me why with this last month, and I know people don't like to put wins or team success into the formula, but tell me why Chris Bryant isn't the MVP again this year. I think his WAR is close to Stanton's and Anthony Rendon's from the Washington Nationals.
I think he passed him.
Yeah, I think he passed him. I think okay. He leads the National League in WAR. And the poll I was telling you about was they had over 80,000 votes, and Rizzo had he had like 85% of the team MVP votes to Rizzo.
Of course,
but that's insane. Why
is that insane?
That Rizzo would get 85%?
Oh, Rizzo! I thought you said Bryant.
No.
Yeah, Rizzo's not a better baseball player than Chris Bryant.
No. I didn't understand it. Like, he was in the, he was 10%. Contreras got like 2 or 3%. Baez got 2 or 3%.
Yeah, I don't know if you can name four baseball players in all of Major League Baseball that are a better player than Chris Bryant.
It'd be tough. Jose Altuve.
Mike Trout.
Jose Altuve, Mike Trout.
And then?
And then it's anybody and everybody else. I mean, Joey Votto's a great hitter, but Bryant's better on defense. And
Bryce
better
Harper's
base
in
runner.
The conversation.
And a better
obviously.
Base runner.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. I love Paul Goldschmidt for National League MVP this year, but part of that is his career has been so amazing, and they're finally over the hump. So I admit that's like some abstract stuff that I do take into account.
Oh, it's the Barkley MVP or the Malone MVP where you get the fatigue and you're like, look at that.
Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah, should have gotten it before. He's been terrific, don't get me wrong.
And he's as good as anybody this year, and he's always, like, they've surrounded him with more now, but he's just...
I was about to say, the guy that they added at the 28 home runs since they've added him? 28 home runs for the Diamondbacks?
I think it's 29, and
it's crazy.
There's only, like, what, 8 guys in the National League who have 29?
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I try to tend to recuse myself from most MVP discussion because it always devolves into the same dumb debate about most valuable to the team or most valuable overall, and then it's sort of the whose year is it, and it becomes a narrative thing, and then you get the people talking about the old-fashioned triple crown stats, and there are always years where... You could just say Mike Trout is the best player in baseball, and Mike Trout is always the best player in baseball.
Well, games missed this year, he probably wouldn't be in the conversation.
Correct. Now, but if you think right now everybody, every position player in the National League was declared a free agent, you're choosing upsides.
Well, then,
and everybody's lined up against the wall. You're on the playground. Who's your first pick?
Babe Ruth.
Of all National League players, position players currently.
No, I got you. Of National League?
I'll take Bryant because of his youth and his durability
the base running,
so far.
The versatility.
Versatility, base running, defense, all
also not a great way to determine the MVP for a single season.
Though. Oh, no, but it is for Dan. It is for
well,
Dan.
Well, no, I'm just saying if you look at the guys for this
Come on, Dan,
look
we're
at
trying
them
to get
this
him
year,
to have the conversation.
Who would be Sorry. That guy? And then if it just ends up people in the same sort of reductive places. I mean, if I have to hear.
I like reductive places. Do you know?
I got friends.
do you know? We live in reductive places.
Yeah,
we get paid to talk about this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but there's things, there's discussions worth having, discussions not worth having. Like, the thing about, did you see the news about Albert Pujols having 100 RBIs for like 14 consecutive seasons, joining this name, and this name, when he has had, in the history of Major League Baseball, one of the worst seasons ever for a designated hitter.
Right. See, but that's why he's not in this MVP conversation.
Yeah, I was about to say, you mentioned that, and then we're like, yeah, that's a great point. But back to the three or four guys that we were talking about. Like, just to have a baseball comment, like, I think for a while now we've been waiting to have a playoff conversation, knowing that this team was going to make it to the playoffs.
And now
the
we can.
Thing. Yeah, now we can.
Yes.
But, of course, the other things that go along with it. Just noticing that Chris Bryant, very quietly, that's why I liken him to Tim Duncan, very quietly does the same thing every single year.
That's not a bad comp.
It's not a bad comp at all.
Spot on.
It's boring how excellent he is.
Yeah,
it's boring.
And this team's been through so much, and he and Rizzo have just been there every damn step of the way.
Yes.
It's powerful stuff.
Yeah, I can't wait for your guys' conversation with Jake Arrieta today. Do you think he feels like he can start? Can he come out of the bullpen? Are they giving the ball to John Lackey?
We'll ask.
Yeah,
we'll ask. Because he's going to be the guy to answer straightforward.
That's what I'm saying.
The question, I think, too, is from his perspective, being as honest as he can possibly be with himself and with his teammates and bosses, where is Jake Arrieta at 85% a better bet than whoever his replacement is at 100%?
Monty?
Whoever it's going to be.
I'm
just going to bring up Montgomery every transition.
To the playoffs. That's a good plan.
Right. Who's the Bulls' new point guard?
I was going to say,
Montgomery.
Please do it when we talk about the Bulls. Because he might be on the able to make the Bulls.
Oh, did you guys hear what Will Perdue said or read what Will Perdue said?
No.
Will Perdue said that Zach LaVine is one of the 10 best players in the NBA.
What?
No. No, he didn't.
He said he's got the talent, from what we've seen, to be one of the best 10 players in the league.
What?
Shout out to Will. I don't know if he's out there just trying to be a shock jock so you can get people to watch the broadcast.
Man,
but it has already started, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, man,
it reminds me of when Jalen Rose got traded to the Bulls, and Tom Dore and Johnny Red Kerr gave that man a 2.5 hour mouth hug. They could not say how great Jalen Rose was enough during the broadcast. He finished with like 20 points, 5 assists, 5 rebounds. Oh, you can expect that every single night, fans. And then 2 weeks later,
how many shots
did
he take?
Yeah, it was like 30 shots. Right, and 2 weeks later, we're like, yeah, this is the guy that you hope that two other guys are better than him with. Like, this is gonna be awesome this year. I can't wait for just atrocious Bulls basketball every single night.
You're gonna get it.
Just beating me over the head with Zach LaVine shots.
I believe yesterday was 22 days until the regular season. So,
so
they put up a picture of number 22, Cameron Payne.
Yesterday. Did they have
was he on his wheelie?
I was about to say, did he have his rolly cart? That was a sad bunch on Media Day, boy. You had Quincy Pondexter not wanting to be there. You had Cam Payne rolling around like a cripple.
Who didn't have a number on his
two different people.
Two guys, and I was there for some reason. I still don't know. And I asked for a roster, and they ran out, and I'm pretty sure it was by design because they didn't want us figuring out.
They only printed four of them up.
Yeah.
They're like Callie, Casey, Vincent, and some homeless person. Those are the only people that need
and They didn't let a blogger in. They didn't let Ricky O'Donnell from SB Nation in after he'd been critical and he'd been let in last year.
Oh, well, they relegated me to the upper deck after I came back home because of some things that I said on Sirius XM NBA radio. They didn't know that phones and text messages work just as good to burrow into the disgusting underbelly that is your sorry-ass franchise. So, yeah. Brothers in arms, I'm going to take a knee for you during the commercial break.
By the way, I love that Bronson Koenig wrote a blog about why you should get him on your NBA team, and the Bulls are like, okay, let's sign you up.
Why not? That's his point.
That's just good scouting, mister.
Yeah,
that's what that is.
We're taking it back to the Chris Anstey, Rusty LaRue days. Like, this is going to be great. We're going to see guys go out there and have like 17-point games, and people are going to be like, hey, what about this guy? Hmm. And every other NBA team is going to be like, we cut that guy 7 times.
Somebody's got to score.
Yes, someone will score.
They're going to struggle to score 90, and they're going to give up 110 plus. This is just an unbelievable recipe for bad NBA.
It sounds like we should set the over-under on their average loss, their margin of loss.
Oh, man. I hope Michael Porter Jr. is getting all the red and black in his wardrobe together now.
And that'd be great.
It is going to be awesome. 82 games of just pure stink. Like, Lauri Markkanen has already chosen one of the worst numbers in basketball to wear. This is going to be terrific.
Yeah, why do you when you
24
say-
is just an awful number.
Why?
Because it sucks. There's no aesthetically pleasing. Like, 24 is not a very good looking number. Like, it's not on a basketball uniform, including Kobe Bryant.
Isn't that Willie Mays? Is number 24?
I said on a basketball uniform.
Ah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Kobe's.
Good point.
Kobe, that's fine. I thought his number change sucked too.
Oh, dude, how
24.
About
24? Think about the 24s in the Bulls' history, by the way.
I don't know them.
Tyrus Thomas.
My guy.
Right?
What was Eddie Robinson?
Scott Burrell was 24. Shot to me. No, that's Scott Burrell.
was on the show last night. I'm screaming.
Scott Burrell. Bill Cartwright, number 24.
Big Bill.
Yeah, he was.
Bryce Drew.
That was dead Bill, though. Yeah. I mean, let's be honest about it. Yeah, think about it.
Othella Harrington's short run as a Bull.
Keep going. I'm listening.
Gar Hurd in 1973.
Paul George.
Paul George is 13, though.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm seeing an early picture of Paul George. I Google image searched 24 NBA number. You're right.
Yeah, right.
So, he's 13 now.
Brian Scalabrine.
Because Danny, he's PG-13.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm dumb. Reggie Theus is a hell of a 24.
Reggie Theus is a man that cannot be mentioned around me, because when my mother first came to this country, she had an everlasting love for Reggie Theus. He was the dreamiest thing she had ever seen. So, no, don't you ever mention Reggie Theus
around me.
That's
only because he's on the citizenship
my dad.
Test. I believe there was a Reggie Theus trivia that needed to be answered by everyone before you could become an American.
Light-skinned brother with really good hair that scores for the Bulls.
Listen,
waiting for Jordan. Oh, to
Jason, for black men of a certain age, Reggie Theus might be all of their dad. I think it's entirely possible. So I remember having that conversation with Jonathan Hood. The exact same conversation.
Yes. Yeah, Jonathan Hood tells a story about Reggie Theus hitting on his mom.
Absolutely.
Dude, my mother touched down on the shores of Lake Michigan, and immediately a Reggie Theus billboard attracted her to everything that Chicago had to offer.
Okay, I am glad. Meanwhile.
The Sons of Reggie Theus meeting on the south side.
Okay.
Big convention hall.
Quick, somebody get Lawrence on the phone.
You brought up billboards, by the way. And shout out to whatever the hair restoration company is.
Oh, Rhino,
where
huh?
If you drive on the interstates around this city, every other billboard is either Urlacher or Ryan Sandberg.
Yeah.
With a big, bushy head of hair.
I mean, like,
hey, don't get it twisted. If Restore ever wants to give me some runs, the old sunroof
Rhine,
closed.
Ryan. Yeah, but it's like, here's frowny Ryan Sandberg and when he didn't have any hair. Right. And now it's restored Ryan Sandberg, and he's so happy to have a
He's still bad at trivia, though.
Did you see there's a local commercial for a different hair restoration company that had Kenny McReynolds as the guy.
I got no shot
last night.
Okay, slow down now.
it was the local commercial. Like Kenny McReynolds is telling me, don't go there.
Sandberg,
you can shop and
no
pay
shot.
Less if you want. You know, calm down here.
Brian Urlacher.
Well, Brian's always kind of weirded me out. Like, we got introduced to Brian Balding. You know,
not Brian Balding.
No, you can't say hello to me bald and then the next day pop up with hair and expect me not to kind of,
you know,
question things.
I think there's something,
you know, like people have seen me lose the rocking the George Jefferson on the watch670thescore.com.
Don't you think
he's not hiding it? He wants you to question things. Don't go to the Restore site.
Don't you think it's an impressive level of self-awareness and confidence to be like, I don't care what you think.
I feel better.
Dave Baum was the one who taught me that. Sometimes you'd have the top down, the top up.
when
I'll go in the, I produced him and he did it mid segment once.
The original retractable roof.
And he looked at me like, "What do you have to say?" And I'm like, "Nothing. I want to keep this gig."
He was the Miller Park of Chicago sports radio.
But there was
Falcons are playing games in Dave's brain.
Now, if you grew up in Chicago and you're around my age, you remember Cy Sperling.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
he says, I'm not only the owner, I'm also a customer. Right.
Customer. Yeah.
And if you, as everybody subscribed to TV Guide magazine, that there were also, it might have been Cy Sperling, it was like the Hair club
for men. Yeah, I'm not only a client, but I'm a president.
But when I see,
oh yeah, because he used to take off the hair and say, "I'm also a customer." Right.
Do you remember the Cub that was first and foremost in their advertising? That had, if somebody could ever find this era, it's a screenshot. The greatest ever before and after, like the before picture, he looks like a corpse. And he looks like he's like somebody just shot his dog, and he's bald. And then
on a bender,
right? And the after picture, it's
hydrated,
he's just
happy,
king of the world. Yeah. It was
new credit score.
Can you name that Cub?
No.
I believe he made one All-Star team.
Speaks
Rick Wilkins.
Way before. We're talking late 70s.
Steve Swisher.
Same team. It was a teammate of Steve Swisher.
Uh-oh.
Rick Rushel.
Same first name.
Steve Buscemi.
Way before.
Steve Buscemi.
Steve Ontiveros.
Nice. And not to be confused with the Oakland A's pitcher who came later, also named Steve Ontiveros.
This is the
true Steve Ontiveros.
The real one?
Yes. If you are a connoisseur of Steve's Ontiveros.
Well, who isn't?
Right. And it's just like, oh, look at me. Yeah. I am bald and sad. But now, I am not.
Yeah, that's that. You add to your swag when you cover things up like that. I'd be down. Sam Mitchell actually had a really bad one while he was in the NBA, and mm-hmm. he talked to me about it when I started to thin out in Atlanta. He was like, "Hey man, you know, you could just," and at this time I just got my first gig, so Sam didn't understand the difference in money. Right. NBA wise and radio wise, he's like, "Oh yeah, man, just, you know, 10K is right off the back strip of your hairline. Put it on the top. You wear a hat for a couple of days. Oh, you sure. good money.
No problem.
I'm like, oh yeah, thanks, 10,000.
Sounds
right.
good.
That's a lot of plasma.
Hey Sam, can I borrow $10,000?
Exactly. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah. And I had a buddy that I worked with, and he got a new job, and I went to see him at his new job, and I knew him as completely bald. He was in his 20s, lost all his hair, and he had the worst hairpiece I have ever seen in my life.
It was
so bad. It was like Lego.
Yeah.
And I looked at him. I kind of gave him a look like, and he goes, "Shh, don't say anything." he goes, "Nobody here knows."
Oh, yeah. I think they do.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they sucks. Totally do. Yeah.
All right.
What
boys.
Do you guys got today?
Oh, things. Jamie Eisenberg is going to join us.
Jake Arrieta at 2. Jamie Eisenberg.
Zach is going to report from Lambeau Field. Oh, he's always extra juicy when he's reporting from Lambeau.
Yes, Zach will be covered in Bears juice, so it should be fun. Enjoy your afternoon, fellas.
All right, boys, you too.
Go see the guys at the Foundry in Aurora. They're Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Bears Friday moves to today for a special Bears Thursday, a full day dedicated to previewing the big Bears-Packers game tonight. So don't miss a moment right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Week 4 of the NFL season gets underway tonight with one of the few true rivalries in the league, the Bears and Packers. This is the kind of game people will watch regardless of the team's records. Of course, it won't kick off until 8:30 Eastern time because TV likes night games to start as late as possible to get more West Coast viewers home and in front of TV sets. The question is why? According to census figures, 47% of the population lives in the Eastern time zone and 29% in the Central time zone. That's more than three quarters of the population. Pacific time zone, a little more than 16%. For most people in the East, staying up until almost midnight on a work school night is too late. In the Central, where people generally get up earlier, 11 is almost like midnight in the East. So, why not do something simple? Move kickoff up an hour. Keep more viewers around until the final play. I'm John Feinstein.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, VITAS.
Welcome to Knauss for a breathtaking 2018 Mercedes-Benz shopping experience. Look, there's the 2018 AMG GT Roadster, the most thrilling Mercedes-Benz Roadster ever to come out of AMG's headquarters in Affalterbach, Germany. A rare car for the rare few, powered by a hand-built bi-turbo V8 with 469 stampeding horses. Whoa! And there's the new long-awaited 2018 Mercedes-Benz E400 Coupe. Inside and out, a masterpiece in automotive design and engineering. Go ahead, take a closer look or take a test drive in the new premium 2018 GLC SUV or the new seductive C-Class convertible or one of the other new arrivals now at Knauss. Your destination for the complete 2018 Mercedes-Benz experience. Knauss Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Knauss.com.
Are you ready for some savings? Because it's time to save big at Woodfield Nissan with 30% off MSRP on select new Nissans. All new Nissans are on sale. Every single Nissan. The choice is clear, Chicago. Save more at Woodfield Nissan. And Woodfield Nissan has the best selection with over 700 new and pre-driven vehicles in stock. Get 0% financing for 72 months on new Nissans with no money down and no payments for 90 days. There may never be a better time to buy than now. And with clearance pricing, you can take your pick of a 2017 pre-driven Rogue for just $16,995. Or a 2017 pre-driven Nissan Sentra clearance price for just $12,995. This could be your last chance to get 30% off MSRP on new Nissans. Don't miss out. Visit Woodfield Nissan today at the corner of Higgins and Goff and Hoffman Estates, minutes west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall, or go to WoodfieldNissan.com to view over 700 vehicles. Prices are plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Two or more available at each offer on select models. HY218799, HP572205, GT658900. Finance offers with approved credit. 0% is $13.89 per month per $1,000 borrowed and is in lieu of sale prices.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Formerly Modern Tuxedo is the place to get decked out for a wedding, holiday party, or homecoming. Tuxedos, suits, men's clothing, they have it all. Visit one of their five Chicagoland locations or online at formerlymodern.com.
It's Boost's Fall Flip Event. Join Boost Mobile, and when you add a line, get a free phone in your first month free. All powered by the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide Network. Boost is the best value in wireless among national prepaid carriers. Visit a Boost Mobile store from 922 through 30. When you add a line, get your first month free and a free phone. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. Offer valid 922-17 through 937. Take primary line. Must be on a $50 plan. Free month credit is $50 applied to activation. Free phone available for new lines added to the family plan and activated on a $50 plan. Select models only while supplies last. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon, no offense to him, but that accelerates Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, if you're actually going to run that game plan, then you'd be better off with Trubisky. You really should go to Trubisky. They had a game plan to stop Mike Glennon from beating them, and he still threw a pick, and he tried to throw a second pick.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes, give me more of it.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon is, I mean, is his confidence shot? My confidence would be shot if I lost a game the way I did and then came back and was basically handcuffed and begged not to lose a game.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Minute Mart. Live life in the go.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio out at the Foundry in Aurora.
You moved the entire update studio?
She did.
We did.
She had help, though.
Yeah. I was here early, setting up. Marshawn.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's hard to do, to take the entire studio.
Yeah.
Well, Julie can move mountains.
Wow.
She's a mountain mover.
You could fit one in here.
Yes, this is a giant place. I feel like I will be running around here half naked at some point.
Okay.
I'm going to stay then. I'm not going to leave everything else. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field for the first Big Ten home game of the season versus number 4 Penn State. Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. Single game and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. Cubs clinched the 2017 Central Division for the second straight year. They'll close out their final series of the year against St. Louis tonight. That's because St. Louis is done. Kyle Hendricks on the mound to take on Lance Lynn in this one. Hendricks with a 2.34 ERA in his last 12 outings. Jake Arrieta coming up today at 2 o'clock with Bernstein and Goff. White Sox in Anaheim again tonight from the south side. Dylan Covey will start against Bud Norris. First pitch from G-Rate Field tonight at 7:10. Twins are in the postseason after losing 103 games last year. They clinched the second AL wild card thanks to the White Sox last night. Bears are at Lambeau to take on the Packers on Thursday Night Football, and they might have to do it without defensive end Akeem Hicks. He was added to the injury report this morning with a foot injury. Linebacker Nick Kwiatkowski is doubtful. Offensive linemen Hronus Grasu and Josh Sitton are questionable. The Chicago Fire clinched a postseason berth last night with a win over San Jose, and the Blackhawks take on the Red Wings tonight in Detroit at 6:30. The private bank is now CIBC. The same banking team you know and trust now brings deeper resources, global banking reach, and the power to help your business seize new opportunities. Visit CIBC.com/US, member FDIC. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Cardinals at 5:40 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
Cubbies.
That is the extent of our celebration here. Yay. On the Bernstein and Goff Show.
Bernstein and Goff at the Foundry, yes, in Aurora.
Give yourselves a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Our beautiful crowd out here. My man over there.
There's that guy.
The Cubs
There's
thing
Joel
on.
Quenville is,
yeah,
here.
Yeah, my guy right here. He's the muscle for the afternoon. This beautiful table over here that's trying to act like we're not ruining their lunch. How you guys doing?
Well, and the Bud Light folks.
That's the Bud Light table?
Yes, be nice to them.
No, I wasn't being mad. I felt like I was ruining their lunch.
They're the reason we're here. Yeah,
and Terry's people behind us.
Oh, Terry's people everywhere.
The room full of smoke and old men old assless men whose pants are falling off themselves.
It's the smoking room, and it's also the room where you have to be old and not have an ass.
Yes, they remove your ass when you walk into that room, so be careful, everybody.
You'll have to leave your ass outside, sir, right, and you can come in here and smoke and then lose money on horses.
It's like TSA.
Hey, buddy, I don't know.
You got a lighter, yeah. You've got 3.5 ounces of fluids, and you've got an ass. Two of those things have to go.
I'm sorry, your pants fit too well.
Damn it.
But, hey, you want to... Whatever your taste may be, the Foundry has it for you. Whether it's ice-cold Bud Light on this lovely day, or it's their full menu, or pool, or shuffleboard,
everything.
Or off-track betting,
everything.
Or slots.
Darts.
They've got you can combine them all, too.
You can play shuffleboard darts.
Shuffle darts. You can... bet on shuffleboard.
Nice.
You can gamble on how many beers the Bud Light people drink.
I think the people in the back here, you can pit them against each other in kind of a like human dog fighting.
Bum fighting?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Yes.
Bum fights.
Yeah. You're allowed to do that here? Because actually, I'm told that the Foundry is not subject to any state,
no.
Federal,
no.
Local, or municipal law.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually considered international waters in here because of an odd treaty that was struck by a rogue band of Aurora pirates. They captured this territory, and it feels like we're in like this, we're in the hull of a massive ship, doesn't it?
And you know,
sorry for the injury there.
It's a very uncomfortable feeling for Marshawn and myself right now.
I wasn't sure where I was going there.
Thank you, Tanny.
I apologize.
You'll have a job, Tanny, as soon as we get out.
Yeah, I wasn't imagining the Amistad. It really wasn't the point I was trying to make. But
it's a hell of a way to start a Thursday,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
They didn't tell us about this, did they, Marshawn?
Sorry for that.
No, that's not what the Foundry's about.
All right,
it's about drinking Bud Light and hanging out with us.
Jake Arrieta at 2. We're going to talk to Matt Miller at 3:45. Jamie Eisenberg answers your fantasy questions at 4. And then Zach Zabin at some point after 5 o'clock. We're out of here at 5:30,
mm-hmm.
Right, to
mm-hmm.
make way for the Cubs. And
for the coup.
Come some, I believe, some surprises along the way as well.
Yeah, we got some things.
Nope.
All right. I guess we don't.
Okay, then. Right. Sorry. Yeah. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR. The Score. You can email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Bernstein underscore Goff. He is at Jason1Goff. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. We also have Instagram at Bernstein Goff Show. There is BernsteinandGoffShow.com for podcasts and all that. Like the 670 The Score page on Facebook. And you can enjoy all the festivities there if that's your bag, baby. And there's Facebook Live and watch 670thescore.com. That's where you find our video feed. That's directed by Brian Gertsch.
For most people in the East, staying up until almost midnight on a work school night is too late. In the Central, where people generally get up earlier, 11 is almost like midnight in the East.
Wait, what?
Shout out to John Feinstein.
For most people in the East, staying up until almost midnight on a work school night is too late. In the Central, where people generally get up earlier, 11 is almost like midnight in the East.
Well,
it kind of...
It is.
It is.
Yeah. John has to understand the time zones, and it's still the same time, it's just a different time zone. Yeah, like the rotation around the sun is still happening at the same pace. It's just... Thank you, John.
Our engineer here on site at the Foundry is Marshawn Robinson.
No score after 2 innings, and we are joined by one of the all-time great Chicago Bears, an Illinois guy through and through, Dick Butkus. Hello, sir.
Hi.
And this guy right here understands and knows what leadership is all about. The coach, the Hall of Famer, Dick Butkus.
It's my favorite guest, Dick Butkus.
Governor George Ryan introducing Mike Ditka as the Hall of Famer, Dick Butkus. That's who
Jason should have been talking to last night.
That's the
all-timer.
Governor of Illinois.
All-timer. I got voted in.
Take care of you. Right here understands and knows what leadership is all about. The coach, the Hall of Famer, Dick Butkus.
Hey, George, thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, thanks a lot for all that. Right, not gang. My name. It's Terrell.
Kiss my ass, gang.
He was laughing. Ditka was suppressing a smile as
they
he walked up.
They turned the
there.
Lights on for us. Did you notice that?
But you know, these
you made your little you these, made your little slave ship joke, and all of a sudden, all of a sudden, they're like, "All right, the jig is up." You know. Well, not like that.
You know what these are, though? These are the
floodlights.
These are the closing time get out of here lights.
Oh yeah, these are the let's see what you've been dancing with for the last hour lights.
And these are the lights when they have these lights in the bathroom. It's like that old George Carlin bit when you ever go into one of those bathrooms where something's up with the lighting and you look in the mirror and like everything looks awful and you just think, I gotta get the hell out of here.
These are the Joe versus the Volcano lights right here. The flickering lights. Tom Hanks.
I never saw that.
Really?
Don't start another thing.
I didn't. What do you mean? Don't start another. Thing. I'm asking. I'm just saying these are the movies that I think would be okay. Right up your alley, and you tell me you didn't see them. I apologize.
At the Score Studios, our producers today they are Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
Yeah, let's enjoy this.
Let's take a listen. Here are the Cubs now. This is seconds ago in the Cubs clubhouse.
I'd come here for a haircut. Apparently, John Lester announcing that man's retirement without allowing him to announce it. He said that this will be his last go round, and he doesn't know if he's going to play for another team. So we got to win it for him. His
last roundup,
last regular season start in his career. It was a thing last night. Apparently, people were mad at me on Twitter. Like, why aren't you celebrating what I'm celebrating right now? Validate my moment of joy and tweet about the Cubs. I'm like, dude. My kid threw up on me twice just now. I'm trying to watch something else.
And our audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
This is literally seconds ago.
Guys, but tonight is probably his last regular season start. Here's to one hell of a career.
Yeah. Riding off into the sunset.
That's how you go out.
Fine.
You go out winning a World Series.
Yeah, that you can do that too. As long as David Ross wasn't there. Was he there?
I don't know. As soon as Leonis Martin caught the final out, and I heard a little bit of Len and JD pontificating about what it means to win a division championship, I saw guys spraying champagne on each other. I went into the shower and I got ready for today. That's it. I was like, all right, I've seen celebrations before. And I know people are going to be like, you're just mad because you're a Sox fan. It has nothing to do with it. I've seen celebrations before. I'm happy for them. You celebrate achievement. That was an achievement. It played all season long to get that, but I'm good.
You want to hear a hangover Cubs lineup?
All right.
Get ready for this.
Give it to me.
Here is your Cubs lineup for tonight.
Doug DeCenzo.
Batting first in center field, Leonis Martin.
Okay.
Batting second, your second baseman, Tommy La Stella.
Okay.
Batting third, right fielder, Ian Happ. The cleanup hitter and doing the catching is Alex Avila.
Nice.
Left fielder, batting fifth, is Kyle Schwarber.
Okay.
Victor Caratini bats sixth and plays first.
Wow.
The third baseman, Taylor Davis.
Who the hell is he?
Mike Freeman is the shortstop.
I know who he is.
And Kyle Hendricks is pitching. Martin, La Stella, Happ, Avila, Schwarber, Caratini, Davis, and Freeman.
Who's Mike Freeman?
That kind of sucks for those guys, though, because, you know, like, bums tear it up more than the starters do because bums are just happy to be around. So they're getting it in. They're drinking. They're having a good time all night long. And all of a sudden, you got to wake up bleary-eyed and go play some baseball.
I'm going to need you to play today.
Yeah.
Thanks,
like,
Skip.
Yeah, I want to have a good time, too. So today's the Bet the Cardinals day, apparently, if you're in that kind of mood. You have that kind of dispensable cash. I don't fashion myself watching this evening's game if those people are playing.
See, actually, tonight is when I should have gone to the opera instead of last night.
Yeah, well, I don't know if there's really ever a good time to go to the opera.
It's amazing. Look, hey.
Here we go.
No, Jay, I will tell you this.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Fine.
Thank you, Teddy. That's enough opera talk.
Hold on. There's a principle by which you live as a sports fan that applies here.
What?
There's a principle. All right. Well, I'll tell you. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show. We're looking forward to a conversation, a substantive and entertaining conversation with Jake Arrieta at the top of the hour on the Score.
Congratulations to the Cubs for clinching the NL Central in back-to-back seasons.
And the Cubs win the Central Division.
We got Jason Hayward here.
A lot more to do. You know, we'll see what happens, but we're going to compete every game, and we're not going to take any moment for granted.
Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. We're talking Cubs, Nationals, and the NLDS. Listen to every exciting playoff game here on Sports Radio 6-7 to the Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
Chicago. Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
Ooh, all right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon, no offense to him, but that accelerates Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, if you're actually going to run that game plan, then you'd be better off with Trubisky. You really should go to Trubisky. They had a game plan to stop Mike Glennon from beating them, and he still threw a pick, and he tried to throw a second pick.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon is his confidence shot? My confidence would be shot if I lost a game the way I did and then came back and was basically handcuffed and begged not to lose a game.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. And Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes, give me more of it.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This is a lot of fun, so I like it.
There it is.
I'm picturing him in a ball pit at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, oh, what a ball gag.
That's your man, Chris Bryant.
I like it.
No one has fun like he does.
Oh, yeah. He should be in the lineup, as pointed out by some texters and people on Twitter saying he doesn't drink. What do you need a rest
but
for?
You got to have someone to, like, scrape the mayonnaise off of everyone and, you know, be the designated driver.
I didn't come here for no mustard.
Right, the guy
this
who takes everyone.
So, I like it.
The guy who takes Chris. All the opposition's cell phones away when they walk in, like, all right, give us your cell phones, guys. Yeah, Chris Bryant is that dude.
This segment brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. And by 24-7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention, diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery, a free meter. Call the 24-7 Diabetic Health Hotline, 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. Your rule in sports,
and
why you follow professional sports, and why I still, you know, occasionally can get interested in Olympic sports, they come around, World Cup soccer, you want to see the best in the world do what they do, right?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying about how I felt last night.
Okay.
Because I knew that I was watching some of the best, literally the best in the world, do what they do.
All right.
That's all. So I'm not saying I knew what they were saying or what was happening. I will say, though, there is one guy in the Joffrey Ballet who is like 6'8". There's like all these ballet people out there, and then...
Is it Laverne Joffrey?
No, then Kong comes out. I mean, this dude...
Joffrey Laverne?
This dude was enormous. I mean, you don't imagine like a ballet dude being
sure you do
huge.
Those dudes. Hey, they
he had a wingspan fit. Like Lauri Markkanen, though. I know they're unbelievably fit, but it's like ballet guy and ballerinas, and it's like, whoa, I must break you.
That's what he does in the off season to stay in shape. A little ballet.
All I know is it's being that size and trying to be that light on your feet cannot be easy. This segment brought to you by Amazon. Join Amazon at their newest facility in Crest Hill, now hiring part-time associates with flexible shifts. Apply at amazon.com/JolietJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. Keep it here for Jake Arrieta.
Jake the Snake coming up here, top of the hour. We'll ask him, how hurt is he? What's going on with the rotation? How is Joe going to deploy the weapon that is Jake Arrieta? Should be an interesting time because he never shies away from tough questioning.
That's next. And Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's. The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
Sometimes upgrading your life is easy. Sometimes it's just as easy as buying the right sheets. Good sheets. Because what you're sleeping on right now maybe is not what you should be experiencing to make your life that much better. So what you're going to do is you're going to check out brooklinen.com, the fastest growing bedding brand in the world. There's a good reason for that. People love these products. Luxury bedding underpriced. They cut out all the unnecessary markups and manufacturing waste, so you can check these out and you get this special offer. Because I love my Brooklinen sheets. You can try them. You'll love them, too. Brooklinen.com is offering you this just for listening. You get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code DAN at Brooklinen.com. In fact, Brooklinen's so confident you'll love your new sheets. They offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. There is no reason not to give these sheets a try. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code DAN at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com, promo code DAN. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets ever.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon is, is his confidence shot? My confidence would be shot if I lost a game the way I did and then came back and was basically handcuffed and begged not to lose a game.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon, no offense to him, but that accelerates Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, if you're actually going to run that game plan, then you'd be better off with Trubisky. You really should go to Trubisky. They had a game plan to stop Mike Glennon from beating them, and he still threw a pick, and he tried to throw a second pick.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon is, is his confidence shot? My confidence would be shot if I lost a game the way I did and then came back and was basically handcuffed and begged not to lose a game.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan.